Plans for 4th of July fireworks in Haines have fizzled. The borough decided not to put on a fireworks show due to lack of a licensed pyrotechnician. Some sections of public beaches will be open to residents to set off their own fireworks, but the big show that lit up the sky in past years won't be repeated next week. Borough Manager Bill Seward says the bottom line is this: Haines is unable to meet the regulatory requirements to have a fireworks display this year.
Our borough code, in addition, to OSHA and things of that sort, require a licensed pyrotechnic technician to facilitate the show, and we were unable to meet those regulatory requirements.
Code prohibits anyone besides a licensed pyrotechnician to discharge fireworks within 250 feet of borough port facilities. In the past, Haines pyrotechnician Philip Wild put on a display at Portage Cove, but tourism director Leslie Ross says Wild decided not to renew his license, and the borough doesn't know of any other local licensed pyrotechnicians to turn to. Ross says the borough was in a similar situation a few years ago.
That was one of the first things I had to do, was cancel the fireworks, which is a heartbreaking decision to make, but it was going to be about $10,000 to bring a licensed pyrotechnic down from Anchorage.
But that doesn't mean the skies will be dark. The borough is giving permission for residents to light off fireworks on Portage Cove Beach on the north side of the cruise ship dock, at the gravel parking lot at Picture Point, and the gravel pull-down area on the beach of Picture Point. A map of the permitted areas is posted with this story at KHNS.org. Ross says the 4th of July fanfare won't be the same, but it will be something.
I mean, Phil Wild is talented at what he does, and he knows how to put on a show that's, you know, that builds up and then has the big crescendo at the end. So we won't have that unless somebody's out there doing something like that. But the year that we canceled it, there was still a lot going on, and it was really fun and festive. Families are down on the beach, and you can sit and watch them.
Now Ross and Seward say they want to come up with a plan to avoid this situation in years to come.
We're hoping to take all the lessons learned and proceed forward with something that folks can enjoy. But next year, we're hoping to partner with Skagway in obtaining a licensed pyrotechnic technician to do our 4th of July celebration for us.
Yeah, I think that we would definitely be interested in at least engaging in the conversation.
Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director. She says the gateway to the Klondike has been without a big Independence Day fireworks show for a few years now. She says splitting the cost of bringing a pyrotechnician to the Upperland Canal sounds like a good idea. He or she could set off fireworks in Skagway on July 3rd and Haines July 4th.
Well, I think that the fireworks was something that was just a welcome part of our 4th of July festivities. And I know a lot of our community was disappointed when they stopped, that component of our festival.
This year, both Haines and Skagway may see smaller fireworks explode in the sky. But with collaboration possible next year, a big spectacle may be on the horizon. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.